Student's name is Melinda Hill, first name M-E-L-I-N-D-A, last name H-I-L-L, date of birth is 3/18/1963, date of service is 6/23/2022. History of present illness, this 59-year-old female presents to the clinic for a follow-up of her opioid dependency program, and she is needing a refill of her Suboxone. Patient also states that she does have a suspicious mole on the left side of her cheek that measures less than a half a centimeter. It has been changing size, shape, and color, so she wanted to know if we can refer her to dermatology. Patient does state she also needs a refillable pressure medication. Allergies to penicillin and sulfa, current medication, Losartan, Suboxone, and Phendimetrazine, medical history, hypertension, opioid dependence, depression, anxiety, surgical history denied, social history denied, drugs, BTOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 156 over 85, heart rate 84, respiratory 16, temp 98.7, O2 99, she weighs 175 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEENT, mucous membrane, moist, pupils, pearl, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even on labor, third auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, skin is warm, dry, no rash, however, she does have very small, less than 0.5 centimeter mole to the left side of her cheek. It does lay right over a discoloration of her skin. She states that it has changed color, shape, and size over the last few months. Assessment and plan, number one, opioid dependence, number two, hypertension, number three, suspicious mole, suspicious lesion. Patient will be given a prescription of her Suboxone. She did have her PMP reviewed, and she is a candidate for this. She'll also be given a prescription of her blood pressure medication, and I did refer her to Dr. Lee, who is a dermatologist here in town, and I did give her his business card and made a note on the business card that we did refer her, so that way he can fax us the information of his findings back to our office so we can add it to her chart. Patient does agree with this plan of care, and she was given opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.